welcome back to another episode of Building a Business at 23. I apologize if you can hear my washing machine in the background. I don't think you can. I have my headphones in. Excuse me. And I don't seem to hear it, but if you can, I apologize. Sloshing noise. Anyway, welcome back. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. 2018 is over. That is... Well, actually, I don't really care. I've never been a New Year's person. I don't want to say I don't care, but like I've never been a New Year's person. It's not like a monumental thing to me. Like I didn't even want to stay up till midnight. You forced me to. But I wanted to just like I just don't care. I'm not a partier, so that doesn't excite me. And then like the change of the year, I don't know. Just feels like the same. You forget about it 2 days later. Anyway, Happy New Year to those of you guys who get ecstatic about the new year. And I hope you all had a happy holiday time. So, I mean, firstly, let's address the elephant in the room and the fact that I keep saying that I'm going to get super consistent and put out one a week, and there's no reason why I can't. And then I go another entire month without putting out a podcast. Well, okay, excuse list starting with we moved. That feels like a semi-valid excuse. We moved apartments, Rhea and I, within the same city, but we moved. Nice bigger place, nice area. I have an office now, which I'm recording this in, which is kind of cool. And then getting a second desk delivered today. One of my, employee X, freelancer, employee, government purposes, they're in a freelancer, but basically an employee, is going to have a desk here now. And we have like a legit office set up so we can like work here and run the business out of it. And it's going to be super cool. And I'm going to deck it out with a bunch of cool stuff. And I'm really excited. So we had that move. That was like pretty much dab smack in the middle of the month, but like had to start planning for it around the beginning, obviously. And then there's like the fallout of that. That took a while. And then also, obviously, the holidays happened. And a good thing happened in the holidays. December was like pretty crazy for me. There was a lot of business developments. I did more freelance work in December than I've ever done. I grossed more from my freelance in December than like a good majority of like my set business, which was insane. December was an insane month. I might talk about that in another podcast. I haven't decided if I want to go into the specifics, but let's just say it went well. And so it was just, that was super, super busy. It was a lot of video stuff. I got my first government contract, just like some pretty cool developments, but again, I think I'm going to talk about that in another podcast. I want to save that a little bit. But I mean, the big hits were just, you know, it was kind of closing out a lot of my clients' years as well, and they were going away on vacation, so there was a lot of like preemptive work for that to make sure everything was set up over the holidays. And so I got kind of like, I don't want to say stressed out because I hate saying stressed because I don't really think I know what stress is because I love what I do and I choose to do it and I'm in charge of everything, and if I wanted to stop, I could. And so like I don't really see it as stress, but I mean I was working a lot, and that combined with the move, I got like pretty sick, and so it's just like an overall kind of rough time in December. But then what was really nice was I started to feel better right around Christmas, which is ideal. And then I took 2-ish weeks off plus, so that was pretty sweet. And by that I mean, most of you guys might know that I also coach CrossFit classes, as well as all of this business stuff. And so I took 2 weeks off there, so I didn't have to go in and coach anything, which is like, I mean, I love the coaching thing. So it's just more like to disconnect. And then also all of my clients pretty much were on vacation. So it just kind of worked out that I was able to take like 2-ish weeks off, which was ideal. And that was really cool because I kind of came off that like super crazy mind blowing month and really was able to like disconnect like pretty much from the 24th until I would say at least the 28th or 29th. I like did not think about work once, like not even once, like purposely tried to ignore it and just didn't. And it was like the most awesome decompress ever. Like I felt so, so good during it. And that was cool because that was like an eye opening kind of like, wow, I need to make sure I do this every once in a while, because like that not only, you know, took me off of the craziness that was December that I got sick from and all that kind of stuff. But it also just like, it was cool. Like it was the first time I've stepped back since this whole hurricane of the business and like kind of like I don't say enjoyed it because I didn't really do much. The only kind of crazy thing I did was I flew from Ottawa to Toronto and back in a 12-hour stretch and rented a car. And I mean, that was expensive. But other than that, I haven't really, like, I don't mean like enjoyed it as in like spent a bunch of money, but more just enjoyed, honestly, mainly just this apartment, like being here. And I guess kind of the fact that, the reason we've been able to move to this place is because of the success of sociability and all that, which is pretty cool. And it's setting us up for the future with this office and yada yada yada. So it's just cool to be able to kind of like step back and enjoy that a little bit. And then what dovetailed to happen was, I'm still technically off until like middle of next week. I'm recording this on the sixth. No, I'm not. Yeah, on the sixth. On the 6th of January. And technically, I don't really start back until like the 10th, I think, but I've pretty much decided I'm starting back tomorrow just because, like, what happened was by taking, basically the 24th to the 29th, like, 6 days, not even with a mention in my brain of work, and then kind of taking an easy ramp back up through New Year's, the last couple days of last week, kind of like the Thursday, Friday, I've just been like so excited to get back into it, like, so excited and full of energy and passion and like wanting to do a bunch of new stuff and taking like it's really cool how that. And like some of you are probably sitting there like, duh, like we all know this, like you take a vacation, you come back. But like I've never really done that. Like I've never really, not that I can remember, taking a vacation and like come back like re-energized or whatever. But it really happened and it's really cool. And maybe that's the only part of the new year that's like somewhat true to form in that, like I'm planning out things I want to change for this year, and I've already done a bunch of new things and enacted a bunch of new things and plans to go in different directions, which is pretty cool. And yeah, so it's coming back from that is amazing. But anyway, wow, that was a roundabout. Like, how long did I just talk for? Hang on, I just talked for like 7.5 minutes about my reason for not posting an episode. So there you go. That is my reason pretty much for not posting an episode in the last couple of weeks, but also just a quick little update on what's going on. What I want to talk about today is, wow, I guess I am really going on the New Year's theme. I didn't even think about this when I thought up the idea of what I want to talk about today. But I just want to talk about, like, I think I'm going to make at some point either a recap video of last year, but the thing is that last year, 2018, into now is going to stand out forever in my life as like one of the most pivotal, monumental years decisions I've ever made. So like I might not make a video in the near future, and it might not be a necessarily a 2018 recap for the sense of like every year you do a recap of the previous year, but it might be like a 2018 why it was the most pivotal year of my life kind of thing. Because there's a story. Whoa, I just walked around and the audio changed. Sorry about that. There's a story I really want to tell within 2018. I think it's an important story. It's a big part of the story that this podcast is telling, and the narrative I'm trying to paint with it. And I think it's going to be a story that, there can be a lot learned from. The main thing is that the story is barely even past the first page. There's still so much to develop, but yeah, I think in the near future I'm gonna make a video or maybe a whole podcast episode just about telling that story. But what I kind of want to do without getting too into the weeds is just describe a little bit about what I've been reflecting on, I guess, in the last couple of days. And thinking about with the development of everything. So anyway, to get out of the hyperboles and into the real stuff, in the last, I guess, 4 or 5 months, something like that, the business started kind of roughly in like August-ish. And I would say kind of actually got its feet end of September, October. It's been crazy. Like I've talked about this in the podcast before. I always describe it as like, I feel like I've just been caught in a hurricane and swung around aimlessly and just grabbing at anything. And like it's been the craziest, from learning experiences with hiring freelancers and managing people who are working for me and kind of like growing the business and trying to figure out how to target and acquire new clients, and then also figuring out the direction and focus of the business and where I want to take it and what I want to do and yada 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 yada. There's been a lot of developments and a lot of new new thoughts that I've had, and it's been crazy. It's been awesome, but it's been crazy. And from that, there's just been a lot of things I've been able to look back on and think about. So to kind of start with like the most, I don't know, like firm ones, is that I've had a lot of, and anyone who starts a business will likely happen. So I mean, if you're thinking about starting one or have started one, you've either probably experienced this or probably will. And it's that like there's a whole lot of change and a whole lot of adaption that goes along the way. Like, you know, I said right from the beginning that I wanted to grow this business into the biggest, the baddest digital marketing content machine ever. And that's, you know, that was my goal and my thought right at the beginning. And it's kind of funny because, I mean, the first point, I guess, to talk about that is how much change I've noticed in that. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still pretty much back on that same wavelength, but the amount of fluctuation in my mind that has gone on in the last like 2 months about that, the specific goal and mission of the business, is insane. Like I said, last month in December, I picked up so much freelance work that just doing video stuff that I was like, oh wow, like the thought obviously had crossed my mind, like maybe is this company going to be structured in much more of just the content realm? Like, am I going to structure it more towards just purely my strength, which is creating content, telling a story through videos and pictures and things of that nature and audio. And you know, the thoughts came and gone, and I mean, don't get me wrong, that is a major part of what the company is right now. And what I really think sets us apart from other companies is that I think we do that better than anyone, is create really awesome, kick-ass audio, video, and picture content. But I through that cycle, there were a couple things that led me back to like the fact that I don't think I want to just, oh, I know I don't want to just focus in on that, because I realize that this company can be so much more. It can be a mix of all that. And there's a lot of passion and excitement in me in the marketing side and the more, you know, business development side outside of just the content. And there's been a lot of things, talking with people, exploring, researching, that have led me to that. And realizing that I really want to also double down on that. That's part of the reason why I've decided to bring in one of my freelancers on like an actual hourly basis. Like, she's coming in now and like sitting at a desk with me for 5 to 8 hours a day, and like actually we're at, like, it's like business now. And that's super interesting, because that was a huge step forward, because she's coming in and doing a bunch of things that we weren't really doing before, like generating, or at least not doing as well, you know, generating marketing reports, generating projections, generating like different plans and putting things into words. Like, a lot of that stuff I had, but it was in my head. Like, I would look at the analytics and I would make a decision about it, but it was all in my head. And what I kind of realized was that obviously in a client service business, I have to learn how to communicate that stuff well and efficiently. And so, you know, that's definitely one of the things she's going to be helping me with. And then she's also a video editor, so we can start doing more things. And she's good at the video editing I don't really like, which is like long form storytelling, like documentary style. It's not super interesting to me. And so, yeah, like it that's going to be a big step forward. And that all kind of culminated from the back and forth of, you know, what exact direction I wanted to bring the business in. And, you know, so that's been an interesting development in my mind. And one of the things I've definitely been thinking about as like, kind of like we've shifted and the whole December boom happened, and then I had that time to calm down and rethink. The other thing has just been a big restructuring of like how I'm, running like the operations. So like when I first started, I had 3 freelancers. Well, like they developed, but 1 at the beginning, 2 pretty soon after, freelancers that were working underneath me. And I think I've talked about this a little bit before, but you know, they would each have their own kind of micro part in what we were doing. And what I kind of learned pretty quickly with that was that I created an entire separate full-time job for myself, which was just coordinating those operations. So like making sure the person who was writing the copy was getting it to the person who was doing the graphic design, who was getting it to the person who was doing the video to get to the person who was supposed to edit it and then post it, and blah, 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 blah. And there's this whole cycle that got super confusing and super hard to manage, and it created friction with a client, and it was just like it didn't do what I wanted it to do. And I mean, obviously it was a learning experience financially too. It cost a lot of money and I learned a lot from it. And kind of one of the takeaways I learned from that was also just that, like, I think, and what I'm going to try now and what I am trying, like I said, I have one of them or someone coming in who's much more of a generalist and has done everything and can do everything I need to just work insular with me and like actually physically here with me so we can go back and forth quickly and it's not just over email and like all that. And I think that'll be huge. And you know, just kind of allotting extra time and money to investing back into the business and to doing new things for the clients that I think is going to make our relationships better with them. So the whole like freelancer employee structure has like completely changed, which has been, again, super, super interesting and a completely new development. And something I'm looking forward to, something I think is really going to like tie it off coming to the new year. And then I guess the final thing, it's kind of like these three things that I had on my mind about growing and developing the business is just like the growth strategy. Like where do I want to grow? Like what is my plan or thoughts on growth? And I don't know, like I've gone through phases. So like before the acquisition of my last full tier client, I was on offense, as I called it. So like I had, been about a month and a half with my last acquisition of client, and the development had gotten to a point there where I was kind of comfortable expanding and I had what I thought was good infrastructure in place with the freelancers. And so I went out full offense. And by that, I mean like pursuing leads, pursuing new clients, like DMing companies, DMing people, emailing, blah, 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 blah. And it worked. It worked marvelously. That's when I had that whole struggle between those two companies. One that was, I didn't see as, it was a great deal, but I didn't see it as something that aligned with my vision and my beliefs. And then I had this other one that I ended up taking, which ended up being just as economically upside on the economic, anyway, and they ended up fitting in line with the goal. Anyway, so point being, I've done that. I've gone full offense and like attacked and tried to find new clients. But it's funny because most of what I've grown from in the business has been passive, has been like people finding me and seeking me out. 100% of the freelance work I'm getting now, because I run. Our company runs freelance for everything we do. So we do digital marketing, we do media, content creation of all sorts, pictures, videos, audio, written word, website. And so each of those things lives in its own freelance. And I think I've talked about that before. And there's a lot of individuals and companies that will come to us that want just one part of that done one time. And that's amazing. We do that. And that used to be something before sociability was even a thing that I went out specifically for video and photo and would seek out. I would go look on like Kijiji or Craigslist or whatever and like try to find people who needed stuff and all that. And now 100% of that is just coming to us and coming to me. Like people either seeing my work from before or knowing someone who I've worked with in the past who's recommended me. And it's crazy. Like it's literally crazy. And there's been an influx of that. There's also been an influx of, business opportunities kind of within the same space, but not quite what we're doing that I've been saying no to a lot, which is nuts. Like more of like the just purely Instagram manager stuff, which is just, it's just not what we do. It's part of what we do for sure. But I don't think I'm ever going to take on a client that just wants to like have seven random graphic or Canva design pictures with hashtags put up on Instagram and that's it. And have like no actual marketing strategy and have no interest in creating quality content or telling a story or anything like that. It's just not in line with what we do. But all that has been coming my way. And the most recent client I acquired came my way. They contacted me. They reached out to me. I did not reach out to them. And this is by no means supposed to be like a flex or anything like that. It's perfectly normal in this type of business for that to happen. But yeah, so it's kind of really questioned my growth strategy and like whether I currently need one really. And like, I'm at a point right now where I'm perfectly happy and satisfied with where we're at. Everything's going fine. Everything is, financially sound. And financially sound, it could all disappear tomorrow with two wrong decisions. I say that every time because it is the absolute truth. But, if everything continues the way it is, it's you know, it's completely fine. And anything that comes on top of that is just amazing. It's icing on the cake. It helps me, you know, invest back into the business and grow it more and all that kind of stuff. But as far as seeking out work, whether it be freelance or contract client based, I don't really see, at least in the next like month or so, me actually going out and pursuing anything. I have a lot lined up for this month already. Already 6 days in. Like there's no real kind of like urgency for me with that. And you know, I know that because I've been at the point where I had that urgency and I went on the offense for a week or two and I found it. So like I'm confident I know how to do it. And if I need to drum up more or want to drum up more business, I can. You know, sales is something I've done as a kid. Like I'm confident with that. It's just, you know, when is the right time and what infrastructure should I have in place before that happens? So anyway, that's kind of the third and final thing I wanted to talk to you guys about today. And like third and final thing I've kind of reflected on was just, what are my plans for like growing the business in the new year and moving forward? And, you know, that I would say is a 1 month scope. I'm not really looking any farther ahead than 1 month because like, it's just the business is in such an infancy stage still that like me trying to tell you what's going to happen in 3 months is completely pointless, because if I would have told you 3 months ago where I was going to be at right now, it would probably be nowhere near where I was at right now, unless I was being completely and utterly ambitious. So yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. I just wanted to kind of put out a general brain blend of the three kind of points I'm focusing on and I've been thinking about a lot in the last couple of days, and kind of things that are leading sociability and in the direction to the future. So anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for being my therapist yet again, because that's kind of how these work. I hope you guys are enjoying these podcasts. Again, I really, really, really firmly expected there to be like two listeners, because like when you think about a podcast, like it's a decent amount of time. Like how long have we been running for here? We're running for 22 minutes. My old YouTube videos were like 8 minutes long and I could barely string together 10 people to watch them. So the fact that so many of you are listening to this is absolutely mind-blowing to me. So thank you. And if you like this podcast, I don't know if there's anything you can do to like show me that, but like if there's like, I don't know, I think most of you probably listen on like Apple Podcasts. So if you're there, like maybe just like leave a, I think it's like a star system and a review system. Like that'd be super cool. I'd love to go in and like see someone be like, oh, this is cool. That'd be cool. So, I mean, if you're listening on that, that'd be unreal if you do that. It would definitely be, you know, kind of selfishly motivating for me to keep recording these and do it on a more consistent basis. And I also, here's a fun one. Let me know what you guys think about guests, because this has just been me like rambling on just on myself, which I want it to be. I want it to be a narrative and almost like a vocal diary of my journey with this business, because I think there's a lot people can learn from it. But I also, part of the way I learn and develop as a person, business person, whatever you want to call that, is through chatting with other people who have done things successfully over a longer period of time. And so maybe I can put those conversations on a podcast. So if you guys would be interested in hearing guests on this, I don't know. Send me a message somehow. Email me at nathan@sociabilitymedia.com or write a review just being like, hey, this is awesome, but let's get some guests. Something like that. Just, you know, show me you'd like them. And then if even like one of you says you want a guest, then sure, I'll put a guest in. So thanks again for listening. I hope you guys are having a great new year, and we'll chat soon. Thanks. Bye.